Hey guys, welcome back to Clownfish TV. This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about this dude that got arrested for creating fake bands with AI. He apparently made $10 million by listening to his own AI songs with bots.
Yep.
So this whole, like, people talk about the dead internet theory that most of the internet is actually just bot on bot action. We're seeing it in practice here. But I guess my thing is, like, did this guy actually break the law? The feds say, yeah, he did. But this isn't too dissimilar to what some online publishers have been caught doing, inflating their numbers and clicking on their own ads with bots and stuff like that. But it's very weird. This is like the new Napster. Remember back in the day that if a grandkid downloaded a Metallica song, grandma got hit with like a $100,000 bill or something, you know?
People are probably like, wow, you're old.
But anyway, yeah, I know. Let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. Yeah, woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about being old, and believe it or not, my face is on camera a few times, and some people are like, wow, you're older than I thought you'd be. And I'm like, so what part of I grew up in the 1980s did you miss?
Yep.
Do the math. You know, it's like, do the math, people. Anyway, this is coming from Futurism. Man arrested for creating fake bands with AI, then making $10 million by listening to their songs with bots.
Yeah, well, again, I just don't understand how it's that much removed from, you know, things like buying out theaters of tickets and then people don't show up to the theater or, you know, things like that. How come? I mean, but it's okay when certain people do things or, you know, there's all these different things. We've had bots we've talked about before many times, like on social media to artificially boost, you know, different things. And it's been going on for years and it's okay when that happens. Now it's money. So,
well, this is just one guy and a couple of helpers versus a major corporation
and
with
lots of lobby money
and good lawyers. And that's the difference. Because, again, this is just a guy that figured out how to do it. And I got to give a hat tip to Troll Lord Games. They actually posted it on Twitter today and they were even like, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is if you're like, you know, you're obviously
fraud, click fraud.
Yeah, it's like if you click on your own ads and stuff like that, it's click fraud and you're just trying to get a bunch of money when you didn't actually get the views. And you know, we've seen this other different things before when we did webcomics. We saw like different things where you had to vote to get notice and there'd be a lot of weird voting patterns and crap like that going on because people were cheating to get seen.
Yeah, and there are, if you do a little digging, I'm not going to name check every particular publication, but there are several digital media outlets that have been busted over the last couple of years using bots to inflate their ad revenue, using bots to click on their ads because, you know, they're all kind of desperate. But this is kind of like the worst kept secret when they talk about their viewership, their reach, how many of those views are real. And,
well, as an advertiser, if I was advertising and someone was fake clicking and then they weren't actually looking at the ads, not that anybody looks at ads anyway, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be mad too. I'd be like, wait, you just got a bunch of money from me and you just literally scammed it. You know, I can see where people, I can see why it's wrong. Let's put it that way. I can see both sides of this one.
In a press release, the Department of Justice announced that investigators have arrested a 52-year-old North Carolina man named Michael Smith. Who has been charged with purportedly a 7-year scheme that involved using his real life music skills to make more than $10 million in royalties. Indicted on 3 counts involving money laundering and wire fraud, the Charlotte area man faces a maximum of 20 years per charge.
Dang.
So they're talking about throwing this guy in prison for creating AI music. With bona fide artists struggling to make ends meet via music streaming services, Smith allegedly worked with the help of 2 unnamed accomplices, a music promoter, and the CEO of an AI music firm to create hundreds of thousands of songs that he fraudulently streamed, the indictment explains.
Well, how is this any different than the people that are making the AI models and stuff, and they're using them almost like real people to try to get guys to give them like stuff on only money, like on places like OnlyFans. Well, not necessarily right? OnlyFans, but like some of these sites that you're finding out later that they're not real women, but like these guys are like trying to pick this girl up because they think she's real. We talked about that before in other articles.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least they're trying to use these new women, these AI as models, and then charging for them to represent or model their products. And I'm like, how is that any different? Because it's not a real person.
Yeah.
Because at least it was competent modeling as opposed to this music, which wasn't competent. But, you know.
But one thing I've noticed is that we actually pay for a couple of different, like, you know, image royalty or royalty free image services or whatever monthly. So we have, you know, because we do blogs and stuff too. And I've noticed that there's more and more AI photos.
But you should have to pay for that because AI is not copyrightable.
You would think, but like it's all filtering into the mix here, right? We need to get a ton of songs fast. Smith emailed his alleged conspirators in 2018 to make this. See, this is how you know I'm not AI, because I keep fucking up every time I'm trying
we
to read this.
We cut a lot of the F-ups out.
We do. You guys, oh my God, you have no idea how much stuff we cut out. You have no idea. To make this work around the anti-fraud policies these guys are all using now. So around the same time, the CEO of the AI music company, which has not been named, began providing the musician with thousands of songs on a weekly basis. But again, that in and of itself is not the problem, right? If you crank out a bunch of AI songs.
Yeah, there's a lot of crappy songs that people legitimately put out thinking they're good.
Yeah, keep in mind what we're doing musically here. The CEO wrote, this is not music, it's instant music. So here's the thing, right? Record companies are going to look at this and be like, hot damn, you know how many years we have to wait for a Taylor Swift album? You know, like, we can just make like 1,000 new songs that sound like that every week.
Well, overseas, they are making like bands that aren't real.
Speaking of which, guess who's coming back?
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, so this is the same toy company, I guess. Little Subjects.
Little Subjects. They do a bunch. They did like the new Rainbow Bright and all that.
Yeah, Strawberry Shortcake and Rainbow Bright. Somebody sent me a link to this yesterday. I think it was.
I'm Finny so excited, guys. Even though she looks a little weird in the face, but I'm so excited. Anyway, go back to the point.
She's got brushable hair, but yeah, this is what
Showtime
reminds me
synergy,
of.
It's fake music. No, but the difference is, I think, like, when you have a band that's the AI generated. The problem isn't that you're generating AI stuff. The problem they have is that you're using bots to click on the AI stuff that aren't real people listening or consuming that product and then getting paid for it. It's not that using the AI to generate the crappy stuff isn't the issue. It's when you're using, you're making it popular when it's not really popular just to get the money. It's all about money.
And that's it. He said the manufacturer streams for these fake songs, and he made like tons and tons. Obviously, he's dealing with like thousands of songs, right? Smith allegedly used bots that stream the songs billions of times without any real person listening. As with similar schemes, the bots' meaningless streams were ultimately converted to royalty paychecks for the people behind them. I'm telling you. He is basically, this is going to set a precedent, because what's going to happen is the record company is going to look at this and be like, oh, yeah, hey, that's a pretty good idea.
The thing is, they're using bots to artificially inflate and promote things now.
They are.
Across the board. But if it's just like you're not getting paid for that, like, okay, for example, Twitter didn't get mad until they found out that people were using the fake accounts to get money, and then they were mad. It's when the money becomes involved, that's when they get mad.
Yeah, so apparently this is a thing that's going on. It's been going on for a while. Spotify is filling up with AI generated music to scam revenue from real bands. And they don't seem to care. Yeah, this is where it gets really gray.
They probably still get their cut, so they don't care.
Well, that's kind of like YouTube. Like, they try to, you know, we were just talking about earlier tonight, because, you know, we're following this whole drama with these Star Wars YouTube channels. And it's like, YouTube, unless somebody's doing something illegal, they really don't care. Right.
As long as you're not violating
terms of service, and you're not doing anything illegal, as long as they're getting paid and they're getting views and they're legit views, because Google actually will refund advertisers. We've gotten refunds before. We've run campaigns before, and we've got money back because they're like, oh, it's suspected, you know, click fraud
or
whatever.
Comics and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, this is kind of crazy. This is the world we live in. Right now, but this is, again, nothing new. This has been going on for a long time. I think part of the reason that a lot of these digital websites are dying now is that they can't fake the traffic as much as they used to. And so the money is kind of running out, and it's getting a lot harder to pull a fast one anymore. But I think we're going to see a lot of this. But what's going to happen is
they're going to crack down a lot more. But now that if it's going on a lot, they're clearly going to try to stop it. But, you know.
So when do we have a major Hollywood studio release a movie that's mostly AI? And then is there like a class action lawsuit? Like, you didn't disclose that movie was mostly AI, and you made, you know, $250 million at the box office, and everybody's pissed off and they want their money back. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It's a brave new world that we're in.
Again, they don't care about the AI. The AI generated content isn't the issue. It could be the biggest piece of shit ever, and they'd have no problem selling it to people. It's the bots taking hitting it to get the money is the issue.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.